各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
首先为弟兄姐妹带来肯亚教会的问候。
So first of all, greetings from my church.
如果你礼拜五有来的话，晚上有来的话
，If you were with us Friday,
我们这个有提到就是这个肯亚在肯亚的教会是怎么样彼此问候的。
And then we talked about how each church greets each other.
当我们领受别的教会的问候的时候。
And when we receive a greeting from another church,
我们拍掌一次表示接受。
Then we clap our hands once for acceptance.
我们再来试一次哦。
So let's try this again.
好，为弟兄姐妹带来肯亚教会的问候。
Thank you, greeting from my church and peace.
感谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢神，今天有机会来到弟兄姐妹的当中啊，来证道。
Thanks to the Lord that today I have a chance to speak to y'all.
在过去十年，我们啊感谢神的恩典，有机会在非洲从事矿化的宣教。
Thanks to the Lord that in the past 10 years I have a chance to preach.
就是我们全家一起搬到这个东非的 Kenya.
So that my whole family moved to Kenya.
如果你是从中国来的话呢 ，Kenya 翻作肯尼亚三个字哈。
If you're from China, Kenya is in Africa.
如果是台湾来的话呢 ，Kenya 分成两个字叫做 Kenya. Kenya 翻作两次肯亚。
So Kenya is translated differently in.China Chinese and Taiwan Chinese.
你知道有些时候普通话跟国语是有一点点不太一样的。
Sometimes Mandarin in mainland China and Taiwan is slightly different.
好，在开始之前，我们再做一次祷告。
But before we start, let's pray.
恩主再次来到面前，献上感恩。
Lord, once again, we come to you. Thanks for your blessing.
我们凭着你的应许来到面前。
Through your promise, we're before you.
主，你说两三个人奉你的名聚会，你就在我们当中。
Lord, you say that when there's two or more people gathered, you are in the midst of us.
主，谢谢你借着圣餐，你已经与我们同在了。
So Lord Jesus, thank you that through communion, you are with us.
借着祷告，你已经与我们同在了。
And through your prayers, we are together.
借着敬拜，你已经与我们同在了。
Through your worship, we are together.
主，我们将以下时间再次交托在主的手中。
So that we put our time in your hand.
求主对我们的心说话。
We ask the Lord, you will speak to your heart.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
垂听我们的祷告，我们这样的感恩祈求是奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。今天要跟大家一同来思考的主题就是跟从耶稣。
Today the topic that we can talk about is how to follow Christ.
经文是在马太福音第16章24节到26节。
It is in the book of Matthew, chapter 17:24-26.
好，一开始的时候呢，我们一起来读这段经文。
Let us read together.
这个对不起 ，remote 好像不太 work。我们看下一章。好，我们首先用中文读一次，然后接着下来我们再用，接着用英文再读一次。
Read it in Chinese first and English.
马太福音的16章24节开始，请。于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。”背起他的十字架来跟从我，因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？我们用英文。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
来，我们来看下一章。所以说，什么叫做跟从耶稣呢？
What does it mean to follow Christ?
耶稣跟随耶稣简单的来讲就是一个绝处逢生的过程。
To follow Christ meaning that is from a desolation you find life.
我们学习怎么样将自己置之死地而后生，是靠主来得生命。
How do you gain life from desperation? That's when we follow Christ.
当我们仰望主靠主的时候
，When we rely on Christ,
我们才能够得生得胜。
Then we will receive life and victory.
首先我们来看第一点。
So first.
来看下一章，我们一共有三点，就是舍己、背十字架、跟从主。
So there are three points. First is to deny yourself, to carry the cross, and to follow Christ.
第一个舍己，舍己就是放下老我。
To deny yourself means to put down your old self.
也就是说，跟从耶稣首先要从舍己开始。
That means that to follow Christ, you have to start with denying yourself.
当然，舍己包括很多方面。
But then to deny yourself, it includes so many things.
我们第一个要学习的就是要放下自己个人的目标。
First, we have to deny our own goals.
你知道我们信主的时候，很多的时候神给我们恩典，帮助我们在生活上、言行上有一些调整跟改变。
So when we first believe in Christ, we know that Christ wants to change us a little bit so that we can follow Him.
但是更重要的是，我们的人生观、我们的世界观、我们的价值观要得到改变。
But more importantly, our priorities and our perspective needs to be altered.
不是从自己来的，乃是从神来的。
Not from what you can do inside, but it's from God.
我自己是90年从台湾来到美国念书。
I came to the US for school in the 1990.
当时所念的是这个 computer science, 电脑。
At that time, I was studying computer science.
那来到美国的目的是要追求自己个人的学业跟事业。
And I came to this country so that I can further educate myself.
当时我还没有信主。
At that time, I was not a believer.
可是当时我有一件事情我所不知道，就是说神在每一个人身上都有更大、更好的事情，更大、更好的计划。
But at that time, I didn't realize is that God has a better plan for each one of us.
感谢主，我来到美国之后几个月，短短几个月，我信主了。
And thanks to the Lord, after a couple of months, I came to the States, I was saved.
信主之后呢，那感谢神，神也帮助我在言行上有一些调整。
And after believing the Lord, that my behavior started changing.
我在信主之前讲话喜欢攻击人。
Before I believed in the Lord, I would speak offensive words.
喜欢亏损别人。
I would say things to offend other people.
但是不自己不觉得有什么错。
I didn't think it was wrong.
信主之后才发现，哇，原来自己是这么差劲的一个人。
But after I was saved, I knew it was not right.
但是呢，在信主的过程当中呢，虽然我在言行上有一些调整。
Even though in the process of believing in the Lord, I noticed that my behavior started changing.
但是整体来讲，我个人的目标并没有太大的改变。But
overall, at that time, my perspective hasn't changed.
练了两年多，我的电脑这个学业告一个段落。After
2.5 years, my education is done. What's done?
然后我在想，就是说，那我下一个目标是什么？
And then I thought about what would be my next goal.
我自己在这个资讯界里面已经工作学习有一段时间了。
I started working in the field of computer science for a while.
当时我的人生目标呢，其实我就想说，我盼望能够有更好的收入，赚更多的钱。
And then at that time, my only goal was to make more money.
然后呢，我是一个思想很单纯的人。
And I have a simple mind.
我呢，当时从电脑的这个硕士毕业了。
So after I got my master in computer science.
然后我想一想，就说，哎，好像商科的人收入是没有上限的。
And then I thought about it is the business major that can make lot of money.
但是你做工程师的话，你的 income 是 fixed 的呢。
But being an engineer, your income is fixed.
所以就想要去商学院念书。
So I wanted to go to the school of business.
然后呢，那另外一方面想说，我已经读过硕士了，不如去读博士。
But now on the other hand, I already got my master, so I might as well just get a PhD.
然后呢，其实简单的来讲呢，我的目标就是要准备这个念完气管博士之后。
So simply put, after my master.
去开公司。
I wanted to have my own
去赚大钱,
to make a lot of money
去提早退休,
so that I can retire early.
照我原来的规划, 50岁就可以退休了。
In my original plan, I wanted to retire when I was 50.
那我的太太就是我的师母, 现在师母, 然后呢, 很喜欢旅游。
So that my sister, she likes to travel.
然后我们可以旅游全世界。
So that after we retire, we can travel all around the world.
所以后来呢，那感谢神的恩典，神居然也开路， 让我有机会呢，从工科跳到商科，念气管的博士班。
Thanks to the Lord. At that time, I was given a chance to go into the business school to further study.
可是我一进气管研究所的时候，就有一个 culture shock 文化冲击。Once
I got into that school, I had a culture shock.
你知道，我们不认识神或者对神认识不够的时候呢，我们常常是自我中心的。For
someone who did not know the Lord enough, we are self-centered.
我们在工学院的时候呢，其实工学院的人其实看不起商科的人。
The School of Engineering, we belittle the School of Business.
我们说商科的人靠的就是一张嘴巴而已。
But that all the businessmen, all they can use is their mouth.
全世界都是靠我们工科的人让起来。But
the world is built by engineers.
后来我到了商学院之后呢,
Then after I got into the School of Business,
才发现商学院也有类似的看法。
Then I realized that they thought of themselves the same.
但是是转过来的, the other way around.
But it is the other way around.
他们商科人也看不起工学院的人。
The businessmen, they belittle the engineers.
商学院说工科的人呢，全部都是死脑筋呢。
The businessmen will say that all the engineers, their mind is so fixed.
那全世界呢，是靠我们商学院的人让起来。
The world is ran by businessmen.
所以呢，在这当中有很多的冲击挑战，自己在当中努力的学习。
So when I first got over there, there was a lot of conflict.
在1994年的时候，有一天早上我在灵修的时候，
By 1994, one morning when I was having a morning devotion,
神借着一段经文跟我讲话。
God through a passage spoke to me.
神也问我一个问题。
God asked me one question.
因为我们常常说我们所信的神是又真又活的神。
Because we always say that our God is a true and living God.
什么意思叫做我们所信的神是又真又活的神呢？
What does it mean for him to be true and living?
因为我们可以借着祷告告诉神我们所面临的挑战困难跟需要。
Because we can talk to God through our prayers.
另外一方面神也借着各式各样的方式来回应我们的祷告与我们说话。
On the other hand, through many ways, God speaks to us as well.
我简单的提一下神怎么跟我们说话。
Simply put, how does God speak to us?
第一个最重要的是神会借着他的圣经跟我们说话。
First and most importantly, God speaks to us through His Word.
因为圣经都是神所默示的。
Because the whole Bible is written by God.
圣经里面原文圣经里面一字一句都是神所默示的。
In the original language, all the words are spoken.
那永活的神当然可以透过他自己的话语跟我们讲话。
So of course, this true and living God can speak to us through His Word.
神又透过祷告与我们说话。
God can also speak to us through prayer.
因为罗马书告诉我们说，我们原不知如何祷告，乃是圣灵用亲自用说不出的叹息为我们祷告。
Because in the book of Romans, it says that originally we did not know how to pray, but it is through the Holy Spirit that now we know.
神又透过肢体与我们讲话。
And also God speaks to us through His members.
因为基督是头，那当然主内的肢体彼此相连，当然可以神透过其他的肢体跟我们讲话。
Because in Christ is our head, all of us are the member of His body.
在这当中，特别是神透过传道人来跟我们讲话。
More importantly, sometimes God speaks to us through the speakers.
因为传道人的这个呼召呢，是作为神话语的出口。
Because the ministers, when they are called, they are now becoming the mouthpiece of God.
最后一个是神透过环境跟我们讲话。
And lastly, God speaks to us through our circumstances.
因为我们看旧约圣经，比如说在这个以色列人出埃及是一个很明显的例子。
Because when we look at the Old Testament, when the Israelites were taken away from Egypt, that's an example.
在十灾的过程当中，好多次是法老的心刚硬。
In the book of Exodus, a lot of times it is the Pharaoh that has the heart of stone.
但是你注意到有好几次是神使法老的心刚硬。
But if you read carefully, it is God who made Pharaoh had a heart of stone.
所以在这样子的过程当中，我们就知道，因为其实就像圣经所讲的，王的心如龙哥的水，在耶和华的手中任意流转。
So that's why, just like it says in the Bible, the heart of the king is in God's hand.
神透过环境讲话还有一个很明显的例子。
There's another example that God speaks through.
神甚至可以透过驴子讲话。
God can speak to us through a lamb.
好，我们回到我刚刚讲到，就是说神怎么透过圣经与我们说话。
So let's go back to the original. How God speaks to us through His Word.
所以，因为神是永活的神。
Because our God is a true and living God.
神也常常透过他的话语、他的圣经与我们讲话。
So that's why always God speaks to us through His Word.
所以，对基督徒来讲，每天读圣经是最我们最宝贵的时间。
So that's why as Christians, the time of reading the Bible is precious.
因为这是神直接跟我们说话，透过他特殊的启示，他自己的话语直接跟我们讲话的时间。
Because that is the time when God speak to you directly.
那1994年的时候，有一天早上我在读经的时候。
So 1994, one morning I was reading the Bible.
我读到约翰一书第二章的一段经文。
When I read First John, it said this.
在约翰一书二章15节到17节，我帮大家念一下哈，待会再用英文念哈。圣经说，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上 的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的事，永远长存。
First John chapter 2, 15 through 17. Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away and also is lust. But the one who does the will of God lives forever.
当我读到这段经文的时候，神就问我一个问题。When
I read this passage, God spoke this to me.
神问我说，陈培。
Good ask, God asked me, Pastor Huang.
Just James.
James.
I was still a student before my calling.
James.
谢谢Kevin。 然后神就问我说：“陈培，
God asked me, James,
我让你从台湾一个专科生，
I took you as a graduate student from Taiwan,
a college student, 因为那时候我在台湾念的是电机， 对不起很多的 term， 然后呢，我让你从台湾的一个专科生，
I took you as a college student in Taiwan,
来到美国，
into the US,
你电脑的硕士已经毕业了，
and now you got your master in computer science,
你的气管的博士很快要毕业了，
and now you're almost done with your PhD in business school,
因为那时候我已经准备开始写论文了，
and At that time, I was writing my final essay.
Dissertation. Right? 然后来呢, 那神就问我说, 我岂是要成就你今生的骄傲?
So God is saying that I am not trying to grow your pride of this life.
当神问我这个问题的时候, 对我来讲是一个很大的冲击跟挣扎。
So when God asked me that question, I was in deep conflict.
你知道神跟我们讲话的时候, 很多的时候是违背我们过去的思想跟价值观的。
Because when God speaks to us, a lot of time it is completely against your own thinking.
就是说不是从自己想出来的。
Because it's not something that you can just come up with.
我大概从1982年就开始学电脑。
I started studying computer science when it was 1982.
虽然我自己原来读的是电机double E。
Even though I started with electrical engineering.
所以就是说从1982年我就开始在电脑界或者是资讯界呢努力的学习跟工作。
So meaning that starting from the 1980 something, I started studying in engineering or computer science.
所以到了1994年,好,这当着我信主, 1994年神问我这个问题的时候,我在电脑界已经超过10多年的时间了。
So in 1994, when God asked me this question, I've been in that field for more than 10 years.
在过去的10多年当中,我所针对的目标 就是希望在电脑界当中，就像我刚刚提到的，开公司赚大钱，提早退休旅游世界。
So in the past decade or so, my primary goal was to start my own business, make a lot of money, and retire early.
对，所以就是说我的这个人生的目标呢，是越来的越 aggressive，但是整个方向并没有太多的调整跟改变。
Meaning that as each goal that I set, I become more aggressive, but yet it stays on its own course.
但是神问我说，我岂是要成就你今生的骄傲呢？
But God asked me, am I making you boastful pride of life?
那种感觉好像是你是一个运动员。
Meaning that just like if you were an athlete,
你锻炼了十几年的时间,
you've been training for years.
你已经站在这个跑道上准备裁判一声枪响, 你就要冲刺了。
Now you're on the runway ready to take off.
可是这时忽然有个人跳出来。
And then all of a sudden someone jumped out and
他说,
asked you.
不是, 我从来就没有让你参加这场比赛的。
And then that person tell that it was never meant for you to join this competition.
所以那种心里面的挣扎是很厉害的。
So at that time I was in deep conflict.
今天如果任何一个人, 问我这样子的问题,
Now today if anyone come and ask me the same
我可以有好几种方式来处理。
I will have a couple options.
我第一个可以跟他讲理,
First, I can reason with that person.
我说你不可以不讲理啊。
And I said you can't, you have to be reasonable.
我已经奋斗了十几年, 预备了十几年了。
I've spent my past decade preparing myself.
你怎么可以让我这么轻易就放弃我的目标呢?
How can you now make me give up?
如果讲理讲不通怎么办呢?
If that person is not being reasonable, then what?
可以跟他吵架,
Then I can argue with him.
如果吵还吵不赢怎么办呢?
If I can out-argue him,
不要理他。
Then I can ignore him.
Life goes on, 继续过自己的生活。
Life goes on, I follow my course.
可是你知道, 我们知道神的话语是不突然返回的。
But I tell you that when God speaks, it doesn't go back.
当神说话的时候, 祂是有目的的。
When God speaks, He speaks with
我们常常求神说, 神啊, 求你跟我讲话。
We always say, Oh Lord, speak to us.
但是我们预备好去回应神的话语了吗?
But when you ask, Are you ready and prepared to listen?
换句话讲, 我们生命, 属灵, 生命成长的过程。
Meaning that when your spiritual life is growing,
一只脚是要聆听神的话语, 了解神的心意。
One way you have to listen and obey.
另外一只脚就是 obey 顺服的部分。
Listen and understand. The other hand is you have to obey.
所以听从顺服, 听从顺服, 这样子我们属灵生命才可以不断的成长。
So listen and obey. That's how you grow.
所以当时对我来讲, 那种, 就是说神的跟我讲的, 问的这样的问题的话, 这个话, 这个问题呢, 就是一直在我的心中, 又挥之不去。
So that meant that when God asked me that question was surrounding me for days.
所以我挣扎了很长的时间。
And I was in conflict for such a long time.
好几个礼拜, 大概有一两个月的时间。
For maybe more than a couple months.
但是那个声音又不走。
But yet, that voice never goes away.
那感觉很像旧约的雅各。
Just like in the Old Testament, Jacob.
刚好我的名字又叫 James.
For me, my name is James.
那最后实在没有办法了。
But at the end, there is no other way.
后来就跟神祷告说,
And I came and prayed to the Lord.
我说神啊, 不然你说要怎么样呢?
I said, God, why don't you just point me away?
因为今天问我这个问题的,
Because today when you ask me that question,
不是任何一个人,
Not just to anyone.
而是我的主, 我的神, 问我这个问题。
Not just anyone asked me the question, but it is my Lord and my God.
你知道神也是很幽默的。
And you know that our God is
那时候神的,
hilarious.
神那时候就回答我说,
So God respond.
他说其实我也没有要你怎么样。
And he said, then God said, that I didn't want you to do nothing.
我只是要你顺服而已。
I just want you to obey.
我说, 哦, 顺服, 这么简单。
And I said, to be obedient, that's quite simple.
怎么不早说呢?
Why can you say so?
但是我不知道其实这个顺服呢, 才能够 蒙福。
But I didn't know at that time that when you obey, you're blessed.
这也是我们属灵生命成长的很重要的一种方式。
That's important for spiritual growth.
那感谢神呢？其实神有对我有特别的恩典。
Thanks the Lord. That the Lord has specific grace for me.
他将我的呼召分成两个阶段。
Then when He gave me my calling, He separated into two parts.
因为他知道我是一个这个心硬硬着景象的人。
Because He knew that I was kind of a stubborn person.
所以一年之后。
So after 1 year.
神全时间的呼召临到。
God's calling came to me.
但是一年前神已经帮助我学习了顺服的功课。
But then a year before that, God already showed me the lessons of obedience.
我就可以欢喜的领受神的呼召。
When the time came, I was joyfully receiving His
call. 其实，在圣经里面，主耶稣也是最好的榜样。
And in the Bible, Jesus was the best example.
比如说，在马太福音第三章结束的地方。
At the end of Matthew chapter 3.
然后呢，主耶稣受洗的时候。
When Jesus was baptized.
当他到的施洗约翰的前面。
When he came before John the Baptist.
你知道施洗约翰所施洗的是悔改的洗礼。
You know that John the Baptist, his baptism is the baptism of repentance.
主耶稣根本不需要领受这样的洗礼。
Jesus never needed to be baptized.
所以施洗约翰拦着他。
So that's why John the Baptist stopped.
但是主的回答很有意思。
But then what did Jesus say?
他说我们理当尽诸般的义。
Jesus said that we have to be righteous.
意思就是说他因为这是父神的心意。
Meaning that because it is God's will.
因为主要与你我认同。
And our Lord wants to be equal with us.
所以他愿意受洗。
That's why he took the baptism.
那受完洗之后呢？
And after he was baptized,
主耶稣从水里上来。
Jesus came out from the water.
这是三一三一神很重要的经文哈。
And then the triumphant God is important. This is an important.
然后圣灵如同鸽子，仿佛鸽子降在他的身上。
Holy Spirit came as a dove.
天上有声音说。
And then a voice from heaven spoke.
天父说话。
Heavenly Father.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
我所喜悦的。
The one I'm pleased with.
注意到在主耶稣受洗的过程当中，
Pay attention to the process of this baptism.
他没有医病，
He was not healed.
他没有赶鬼，
He didn't cast out any
demons. 他甚至没有讲道，
He didn't even speak.
他只是很简单的照着父神的吩咐接受的洗礼，尽诸般的义。
All Jesus did was he obeyed God's will and he was baptized.
这时候天上就有声音说，
And at that time heaven spoke.
父神说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, the one I'm pleased with."
所以同样的道理，其实在我们的属灵的生命当中是一样的情况。
So the same concept applies to us.
Being is more important than doing.
Being is more important than doing.
不是说我们的事工在做什么。
Not saying what you can do.
也不是说我们果效 performance 的问题。
Not what you can produce.
重点是我们是谁。
What's important is who you are.
我们是神的儿女的时候。
When you are children of God.
我们就愿意爱神。
Then you're willing to love God.
我们就愿意顺服神。
Willing to be obedient.
我们就愿意照神的吩咐去做。
Willing to do what God asks you to do.
顺服才能蒙福。
To obey and be blessed.
我们来看下一章。
Next.
那感谢神，2004年我们就夫妻带着两个孩子有机会到非洲的东非的 Kenya 服侍。
So thanks to the Lord, 2004 we went to Kenya to serve.
那我们所服侍的地点叫做 Kijabi, 离肯亚的首都纳尔比大概有一个半小时的车程。
And then they're serving in the city of Kijabi, a little bit from away from the capital.
然后呢 ，Kijabi 它当地的话的意思就是 place of wind, 风城的意思。
Kijabi.Meaning is the city of wind.
所以你看到我那时候我的儿子是八岁 ，Timothy 是八岁，女儿 Grace 是十一岁。
At that time, my son Timothy was 8, my daughter Grace was 11.
因为风很大，你注意到我儿子的头发是飞起来了。
See that is the city of wind, so my son's hair is blown.
我们侍奉的平台叫做 Moffat Bible College.
And we're serving at the Moffat Bible College.
我们把它翻作蒙会圣经学院
It means that to receive the grace from the word.
蒙会就是蒙恩惠的意思。
To receive grace and mercy.
所以你知道矿化宣教有很多的好处跟祝福了。
So now you see how much blessings there is when you.
因为我们是在那边服侍的第一对华人的夫妻。
Because we were the first Asian couple to serve at that area.
它英文叫 Moffat 嘛。
In English, it's Moffat.
然后呢，那我们中文把它翻作蒙会。你说它是蒙会，它就是蒙会了。
If you just translate it straightly by the sound in Chinese, is receiving grace.
我们来看下一章。 那其实在蒙召之后呢，那我们就在调整自己人生的目标跟方向。
And after we're called, we start changing our behavior.
在生活上有很多的学习。
In our daily living, a lot of lessons to be learned.
除了舍去个人的目标的话，另外一方面就要学习怎么样舍去这种安定舒适的生活。
Not only we have to start putting away our original goals, we also need to start living out of our comfort zone.
那 comfort zone 就是有人把它翻作做安舒区或者是安乐窝。
Comfort zone is basically the area that you're most comfortable with.
你看那个天竺鼠之类，你看它找了很多的草啊、叶子啊、然后树枝啊，就筑了一个窝，躲在那里，很高兴的。
So you see that some birds, they just gather branches and grass so that they can make their own home.
那个鸟跟老鼠是一样的道理吗？
Some mammals, they gather grass and branches to make their own home.
然后呢，很多的时候呢，就我不知道你的情况怎么样。像我是一个很比较内向的人呢。
So I don't know about you, but I am an introvert.
所以就是很多的时候呢，我们可能，然后很多的时候我就喜欢听听音乐啊，看本书，躲在那里，我就很高兴。
So when I want to relax, I just want to be alone, listen to music, read some books.
可是神要我们走出自己的安舒区或者是安乐窝。
But God wants us to be outside of our comfort zone.
因为我们蒙召了，我们要学习怎么样过简朴的生活。
Because after we're saved, we have to learn how to live a life of servant.
Or simplicity.
Simplicity life.
然后呢，其实这个过简朴的生活是一个特别的祝福。
It is a great blessing when you have a life of simplicity.
后来我们这个感谢神的恩典呢，神还是让我气管博士毕业了。
Later, when I finished my PhD in business school,
突然搬到 Silicon Valley 在北加州居住。
And then I moved to Silicon Valley and started living there.
那搬到 Silicon Valley 的时候呢，你需要代步的工具。
And after I moved to Silicon Valley, I needed a form of transportation.
其实我们也可以花一两万买一台新车。
At that time, we have the money to buy a new car.
可是现在蒙召了。
But then now I'm called.
我就花了1000块买一台旧车。
I only spent $1,000 on an old car.
然后呢，这个学习过简朴的生活。
Started living a life of simplicity.
然后你知道宣教工厂不一定有这个有人可以帮你修车的。
But I tell you that at that time there's not may not be a mechanic that can fix your car.
自己要学习修车。
So I need to learn how to fix my own car.
有一次我还把引擎盖打开来自己去换 part.
So I started to open up the hood and then I started changing parts.
从白手变黑手。
From a clean hand to dirty hand.
是一种学习的过程。
I learned a lot.
感谢神。
Thanks a lot.
那另外师母她也预备我们的孩子进入宣教的工厂。
Sister also was preparing our children so that they are ready to go into ministry.
因为你不知道孩子在那边是不是受到可以有机会受到好的教育。
Because you don't know when you go to that new place if they're going to have proper education.
所以他开始在收集这种 homeschooling 的这种材料。
So my sister was at home preparing to homeschool the kids.
最后还有一个很重要的学习就是学习舍去生命。
And then another important thing to learn is we have to deny our life.
你知道训练是在进到工厂之前都要写遗嘱的。
Because a minister, before they go into the field, they have to first write a letter.
Will. 对，这当中呢，你特别是要交代清楚。当你在感谢神，如果你有机会为主殉道的时候，你的孩子要交托给谁
？So on the will, it will say, if unfortunately you're killed or martyred, what will your inheritance go to?
I mean, not unfortunately, fortunately.
Fortunately, if you get to be martyred,
if you are worthy to be sacrificed for the Lord. Anyway, 然后谢谢 Kevin 哈。然后呢，因为差会有一个 policy 哈。
Because to minister,
就说如果你在宣教工厂，你被恐怖分子绑架的话呢
？If in the field, if you're kidnapped,
差会的立场是不会跟他们谈判的。
The church will never negotiate.
The mission
will never be fulfilled.
而且他们也不会付赎金的。
And they will never pay the ransom.
你说这个太不合理了吧
？And you say that this is not reasonable.
自己的弟兄，自己的同工。
It is our own brother and sister.
人被绑了，怎么不去救他呢
？If someone is kidnapped, why don't you want to save them?
其实原因很简单啊。
Here is simple.
你想想看，今天一个宣教士被绑架了。
Think about it. If a missionary is today kidnapped,
你跟他谈判。
And you negotiate.
最后你付了$100,000，好比这样。
And you pay a ransom of $1,000,000.
他今天把你放了。
And today that person is released.
那下个礼拜呢？
What happened next week?
每一个宣教士都变成 walking ATM, right?
And now all the missionaries are now just walking ATM.
你只要绑了这个就有100万。
If you kidnap that missionary, you get $1,000,000.
会拼命绑，继续绑。
So all the missionaries will be kidnapped.
所以为了整个宣教施工，为了整个教会侍奉的长远的好处。
So for the long-term goals of the missionary and the church.
差会的立场是不谈判不付赎金的。
The missionary or the mission will never pay ransom.
在这里我们就要思考一个很重要的问题。
So here we have to think about
到底生命的价值是什么？
What is the purpose of our life?
因为很多的时候我们不知道生命的价值。
A lot of time we don't know.
常常为了一点点钱，为了一点点名或者是权，我们就牺牲了生命，摆上了生命，伤害了生命，自己的生命。
A lot of times for maybe a little money, a little fame, a little pride, you pay your life.
大家不住在硅谷，不知道硅谷生活上的压力。
But then, that how do we respond to our stress in life?
Now, since you don't live in Silicon Valley, you may not be able to know the pressure in living in Silicon Valley.、Huh? 然后呢，在硅谷的时候呢，就是说，因为我们在外面都是享受什么 iPad 啊、iPod 啊、这个 Apple 啊，或者是这个 Google 啊、eBay 啊这样的产品。
So when you think about Silicon Valley, you think about the Apple or all the big brand names in technology.
然后，但是在硅谷每天工作超过10个小时是很正常的事情呢。
There, if you live in Silicon Valley, it's normal for you to work more than 10 hours a day.
周末加班 year end, quarter end, 这个都是很忙的。
You work your weekends, you work all your holidays.
我在硅谷就是工作大概将近三年的时间呢，有一段时间我要从San Jose通车坐火车到这个旧金山市，因为办公室在旧金山市。
There's a couple of years in my life that I have to take the train from San Jose to San Francisco every day just to get to work.
你知道在我通车的过程当中，好几次火车都要停下来。
A couple of times, my train had to stop.
不是到站的。
Not because we were there.
因为今天又有人自杀了。
Because someone killed themselves.
那我也在硅谷碰到好些人，他就是因为工作压力太大，然后造成这种心理上的一些问题。
There's a lot of people that I met in the Silicon Valley because of stress, they started having problems.
生命的价值是什么呢？
So what is the purpose of life?
其实，在刚刚圣经的经文里面，主耶稣已经告诉我们了。
In the verses just we read, Jesus told us this.
在26节，主说：“人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处？人还能拿什么换生命呢？”
Verse 26 says, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? What will a man give in exchange of his soul?"
注意到这里面有一个天平哈，有一个 balance。
Here you see that there is a balance.
然后呢，在天平的这一边是全世界。
On one side of the balance is the whole world.
全世界的财富、权力啊。
The wealth and power of the whole world.
在天平的另外一边是人的生命。
On the other side is the life of a man.
注意到 Kevin 发言很好哈，是一个人的生命，不是很多人的生命的。
Pay attention, it is the life of one man, not all men.
一个人的生命跟全世界的财富来比较。
It is the life of one man and the wealth of the whole world.
哪一边比较重要呢？
Which side is more important to you?
是一个人的生命超过全世界。
It is the man of the life of one man.
主不但这样子说，
This is what the Lord
他也这么做了。
He also did it.
这就是为什么2000年前主要为你为我的罪付上代价，被钉死在十字架上。
That's why 2000 and some years ago, Jesus has to die for our sin and died on the cross.
因为他看重我们每一个人的生命。
Because he pays close attention to each one of us.
但是我们的回应是什么呢？
And what is our response?
我们人生的目标又是什么呢？
What is our purpose?
第二点，我们来看背十字架。
Secondly, how do we carry our cross?
背十字架就是肯付代价的意思。
To carry a cross means to pay the price.
背十字架简单的来解释的话呢，就是在众人面前公开的显示愿意经历主耶稣所经历的羞辱痛苦，甚至到死地。
Carrying the cross, if you have to translate it, meaning that openly and publicly to show that you are willing to take on the pain and suffering until death.
但是跟大家分享幻化宣教的这个代价之前，我想跟大家分享幻化宣教的恩典。
But then before I want to share with you the price that I have to pay for the mission, I want to share with you the grace that I received.
我们来看下一张照片。
Next picture.
因为在旷化宣教的过程当中呢，感谢神，就是说其实神给我们很多的祝福。
Because during my missionary trip in Kenya, God blessed us greatly.
然后呢，比如说在地方，首先呢，当我们到不同的文化当中呢，我们可以认识那边的文化，学习怎么爱那边的人。
So first off, before we go into a new culture, we have to learn of this new culture, accept it, and appreciate it.
第二方面呢，我们可以更认识自己的文化，然后呢，也学习怎么样更爱我们的骨肉之亲。
And then secondly, after you learn of this new culture, you now appreciate your own culture even more.
第三个最重要的就是说，在我们了解不同的文化之后呢，我们会对神永恒的真理会有更深刻、更清楚的认识。
But thirdly, and most importantly,is that once you have now found this new culture, you understand how God treasures each one of us.
因为什么叫做真理呢？
Because what is the truth?
主耶稣说, 我就是道路, 我就是真理, 我就是生命。
God said that I am the way, I'm the life, and I...
The truth.
I'm the truth, I'm the way, and I'm the life.
那所以就说, 其实真理呢, 应当是超越时间空间的。
Meaning that the truth is not constrained by time.
真理应当是超越种族文化的。
Truth also extends over race or culture.
今天一件事情, 它可以一个原则, 它可以用在北美, 不能用在非洲, 它就不叫真理了。
If one thing would only apply in North America and not Africa,
它可以用在白人或是华人, 但是不可以用在黑人或其他人身上, 它也不叫真理了。
If one thing only works on Caucasian and Asians and not the Africans, then that's not the truth.
因为主说的是, I am the truth, 唯一的真理, 永恒的真理, 不会随着时间、空间、种族、文化改变了。
Because God said that I am the truth, so that means that He's not constrained by time or space.
很多的时候我们说我们在传福音,
a lot of times we say that we're preaching the gospel.
但是我们真的是在传福音吗?
But are you really preaching the gospel?
我告诉你, 不一定哦。
I tell you, maybe not.
很多时候我们传递的是自己的价值观。
A lot of time what you're preaching is your own perspective.
我可能传递的是我们的文化, 我们的传统。
What you're preaching maybe is your culture, your tradition.
但是只有圣经启示真理的教导, 哈, 那个才是真正的真理。
But it's only the truth in the Bible that is the gospel.
我举简单的例子, 帮助大家来了解这个问题。
Simply put in an example.
感谢神, 神感动这个南韩的教会, 差派, 不止教会很复兴, 也差派很多的宣教士出去。
Thanks to the Lord that God has touched the church in South Korea, that they have sent out a lot of missionaries all over the world.
所以今天在普世的宣教工厂, 有非常多的韩国宣教士, 包括非洲在内。
So there's a lot of other fields in the world, especially also Africa. There's a lot of South Korean
这是我们华人教会应当要学习的。
And that's what, as a Chinese church, we have to learn.
你知道我们这个11年前刚到宣教工厂的时候, 甚至连酱油都买不到, 因为没有华人嘛。
11 years ago, when I first got there, I can't even get soy sauce because there's no Asian
there. 感谢神, 后来就是发现说, 哦, 有这么多韩国人, 买到韩国酱油。
Thanks to the Lord. When the South Korean pastor or missionary came, now I can get soy sauce.
然后呢，那个师母很厉害哈。
And my sister.
去到非洲，虽然食材是完全不一样的。
When we first came to Africa, even though all our ingredients are different.
但是他只要有酱油，他就可以做出 Chinese food 哈。
Somehow, when there's soy sauce, you can make Chinese food.
所以我们去年刚回来的时候呢，这个我们还很怀念韩国酱油。
So last year when we came back, we missed the Korean soy sauce.
然后去到这个超市的时候，然后师母走进去第一件事说我要去买韩国酱油。
So first thing when we got into an Asian supermarket is I want Korean soy sauce.
可是韩国人他们在这个做宣教的时候，有些的例子就不是一个很好的榜样。
But then even for the Korean missionaries, there are some things that they did that we don't really agree.
韩国宣教士当中有人也办学校，从小学、中学这样一直办起，这是好的事情。
Some of the Korean missionaries they established schools, elementary schools, secondary schools.
可是有一个例子就是说，他们在办小学的时候呢，当中有一个必修的课程是韩文。
But then one of the things that I don't agree with is when they set up the school, they make the children learn Korean.
意思就是说，如果你不会讲阿尼亚塞欧的话呢，我就不觉得你是一个好的基督徒。
Meaning that if you cannot say Korean, then you are not a good Christian.
因为我所知道的好的基督徒全部都是讲韩文的。
Because all the good Christians that they knew, they're all Koreans.
所以他们就要求当地的非洲人学韩文。
So that's why they want these African kids to learn Korean.
那回到华人的身上也是一样的道理。
Coming back to the Chinese community.
如果今天去到非洲，你说，哎呀，你们非洲人太没文化了，用手吃饭了。
Today, if we go to their culture and say, you guys are uneducated, you use your hand to eat.
我告诉，我教你，让我教你怎么样用碗用筷子。
Let me show you how to use a bowl and chopsticks.
那个才是有文化的。
Then I tell you that you're bringing your own culture.
那个才是属灵的。你说这样，黄牧师，你这样讲太离谱了吧？
And you said that, Pastor Huang, you may be unreasonable.
这样的事情是不会发生在我们的当中。
That will never happen to us.
其实，在北美的教会呢， 你知道，在崇拜的形式上曾经有很多的挣扎。
I tell you that even in the church in the North America, how we worship, there was conflict.
听说30年前呢， 在北美的华人教会弹吉他呢， 是不行的。
I heard that 30 years ago in Chinese church, they couldn't play guitar.
然后最近这10年， 开始有人在讨论 打鼓可不可以?
And then it is within the past 10 years we started discussing if we can use drums.
感谢神，我们现在有鼓了。
Thanks to the Lord that we have a set of drums.
大概三四年前，这个使者协会第一次在圣地亚哥办这个西岸的 CMC 宣教大会。
A couple years ago in San Diego, we have the CMC missionary meeting.
Mission Conference. 然后呢, 在这当中呢, 除了就是我们这一代的, 第一代的移民之外呢, 用APC在这边成长的孩子,
besides the first generation, there's a bunch of American-born Chinese among us.
那你知道在conference当中, 有些section是合起来的, join的, 就像今天一样。
During the conference, a lot of times the American-born Chinese and the regular Chinese
在这个联合, 在这个联合聚会的过程当中呢, 诶, 结果后来呢,
so that when we are doing worship, the ABC team would come.
那中间有一段是他们的skit跟那个presentation。
In the midst of it, there's a skit that is prepared by them.
结果他们就有一段时间是跳街舞和street dance。
And then they started street dancing on the stage.
他们在表演说怎么样用street dance传福音呢?
And they performed and they wanted to show us how to preach the gospel through street dancing.
而且在大会里面很多像我们这一代的人。
And in the conference, a lot of us in my generation.
年纪比较大一点呢。
A little older than them.
就开始在那边 whining,
whining and grumbling.
我说哇，这个神是圣洁的，怎么可以是这样表达的呢？
We said God is holy. How do you use street dancing to represent Him?
所以就是说，这个圣洁哈，要分别为圣，属神所有，这个心思意念是好的。
So I tell you that the mindset of setting something aside to be holy is great.
但是我们传福音的过程当中，我们一定要 make sure 我们是要回到圣经，真的传的是福音，而不是自己的传统文化或者是价值观。But
I tell you that when you try to preach the gospel, don't preach it in your own culture, in your own tradition,
in
your own perspective.
那所以就是说，幻化宣教的好处呢，就是说神可以让我们对永恒的真理有更深刻、更清楚的认识，而不是自己的文化。
We accept this new culture. We now appreciate and know how God accepts all cultures.
在非洲的侍奉当然有他侍工的挑战。
And when we're serving Africa, of course there are challenges.
不要说什么，光是连喝水都是一个很大的挑战。
So that even having drinking water was a challenge.
因为在非洲呢，在非洲的Kenya呢，因为以前它是英国的殖民地。
Because in Kenya, it was a British colony.
所以就是说他们有喝茶的文化。
Meaning that they like to drink tea.
早上10点，大概下午大概4点。 这个所有的店，所有的公司行号全部 shut down，喝茶去了。10
a.m. and 4 p.m. they take a break to have tea.
因为他们吃的食物很少。
And because they're lacking in food.
他们一天的热量其实主要就是靠这两次的 tea time.
So that's why they get most of the calories through these two break times.
那他们喝的也不是只是茶而已。
That they drink more than just tea.
By the way, 这个茶呢是印度人从中国传到非洲的，因为茶是中国人先发现的。
The way this tea is introduced through the Indians from China.
然后呢，但是这个传过去的时候呢，他们想要保留原来的发音，但是呢，又念不出来哈。茶，你知道，不是华人的话，茶是很难念的，所以在那边他们叫做 chai time，chai chai 其实就是茶的意思。
So when they introduced tea into Africa, they wanted to keep the Chinese sounding of the name, so they call it chai.
所以他们喝的茶呢，也不是只是茶而已。
So for them, when they drink tea, it's more than just tea.
他那个在茶里面呢，超过大半杯呢，其实都是牛奶。
More than half of the cup is milk.
然后又加很多很多的糖。
And they'll put a lot of sugar in it.
比较像是我们的奶茶。
So it's milk tea.
然后你去那边的时候呢，就是常常你去做探访的时候呢，你去一家哈，然后他马上就端出一大杯500cc的奶茶给你。So
when you go visit any one of them homes, they will bring out this big bottle of milk tea.
所以我们在那边做牧养，因为我们礼拜天也是在教会里面牧养。So
on Sunday when we're ministering to them.
早上是在崇拜。
In the morning we would worship.
下午就是探访。
In the afternoon we would visit.
每一家都给你500cc的奶茶。
Each family we go, they bring out this big bottle of milk tea.
你喝到第三家、第四家已经不行了。
When you get to the third or fourth home, you're still drinking milk tea.
所以我们对奶茶有深刻的体会。
So we have a true understanding of what milk tea.
所以我们那个树枝刚刚回来加州的时候，弟兄姐妹说：“请你喝奶茶。”
So when we first came back to the States, and a brother wanted to treat us to milk tea.
那师母说：“不要不要，我已经喝到这里了。”
My sister said, "No, I'm already overflown with milk tea."
那我们在非洲除了就是在这个神学院里面做教导。
So more than just preaching in the Bible college in Canada,
我们也在当地推动跨文化的宣教，cross culture mission.
So when we're over there, we also preach close culture mission.
Mobilize. 然后呢，那所以就说我们在神学院当中呢，一年呢有两次会带学生去做跨文化宣教。
So meaning that two times we will take them into cross cultural training.
Like by taking a student to go to the forest. 然后呢，我们要去更深的森林、更深的丛林去传福音，因为那边有未得之名。
Oh, so that we will go deeper into the forest, so that we would preach the mission.
有一次呢，我们又到了一个很深的森林里面去，针对马赛人传福音。
So one time we go deep into the forest, targeting a specific tribe.
礼拜五下午到的时间呢，已经很晚了，大概六七点，因为他在森林的很里面了。
It is a Friday afternoon. It's almost nighttime. We got into very deep into the forest.
天已经开始黑了，赶快这种 set up 布置起来，然后用 Jesus film 耶稣传来传福音。
And then it started getting really dark, so we set up tents.
大概八九点的时候，哎，马赛人当地的大家长呢，就邀请我们去他家喝茶。
And then at 8 or 9 p.m., the elder of that tribe invited us to his home to drink milk tea.
你知道马赛人他就是这个比较特别的是他们很喜欢红色。
This specific tribe, they really like the color red.
他们养很多的牛。
So they would have a lot of cows.
牛对他们来讲就是产业，所以他们不太杀牛的。
And then cattle or cows, to them is an inheritance, so they don't kill cows.
马赛人住的这个房子叫门亚塔，是这个牛粪跟泥土混起来的。
This tribe that they live in, the house, the hut that they live in is called Mashada, where it's built by cows down.
叫 Mayata.
Mayata.
那 Mayata 矮矮的时候，你还是要蹲着这样子才有办法进去。
So the hut is short, so you have to bow down a little bit just to get in.
我们去到 Mayata 的时候，那个 Mayata 的 size 大概比我们的 screen 稍微大一点点。
The Mayata, if you look at it, it's just slightly bigger than the size of this screen.
但是不要小看这个这样子的 size, 它是 five bedroom 啊。
But then don't belittle this small house. It has five bedrooms in it.
你一进去呢，里面这矮矮的、黑黑的。
When you go inside, it is short ceiling and it's kind of dark.
中间三块石头。
And then inside of it, three pieces of rock.
生着火，生着火。
If there's a fire.
然后呢，这就是他们的厨房。
And that's their kitchen.
那旁边围着就是 five bedroom.
And then surrounding it is five bedroom.
那一进去之后呢，他说：“哦，这个老师，欢迎你。”
When you got in, they would say, this person welcomes you.
请坐。
Please have a seat.
你知道在非洲也不是每个人都有位置可以坐的。
I tell you that in Africa, not everyone can sit down.
那这个大家长邀请我跟几个学生领袖进去的时候呢，赶快就让我们坐了。
So the elders, when he invited us in, he asked us to sit down.
马上就端出一杯奶茶。
And then they'll bring out milk tea.
因为是他们待客的这种文化嘛。
Because that's how they show the hospitality.
拿到这杯奶茶的时候，我犹豫了。
I got this milk tea,
我不知道该怎么办了。
I didn't know what to do.
因为这在很深的森林里面呢，它没有干净的水源。
Because it is deep in the forest, they don't have clean water.
你知道过去五年东非都在闹这个旱灾啊。
But you know that in the past five years,
所以我们在那边各式各样的水都用了。
So they were using all types of water.
我们用井水。
The water from the well.
我们用河水。
Water from the river.
我们用雨水。
Rainwater.
洗菜洗过了之后，还要来 recycle 做别的用途。
Sometimes when the water is used, we recycle it and use it.
那整个东非都在干旱啊。
So the East Africa was in a drought.
你现在到更深的森林里面，水源就更缺乏。
And when you go deep into forest, water is really lacking.
在那边唯一的水源是一个旁边有个小池塘。
The only water they have is that this little pond.
晚上半夜的时候，大象会来喝水。
At nighttime, elephants would come and drink from the pond.
嘣嘣嘣嘣。
又嘣嘣嘣。
然后呢？那所以就是我拿到这杯奶茶的时候，
so、when I got this cup of milk tea,
那个杯子是没有洗干净的。
I tell you the cup is not clean,
那个水也是不干净的。
The water may not be clean,
那当地人这个他们不需要水煮开了，大概水稍微热一点，他们就拿来泡茶了。
For the natives, they don't boil the water thoroughly; they just use warm water.
那个牛奶就是旁边的牛就直接挤出来了。
And the milk is just from the cow out there.
它不需要杀菌消毒的。
They don't try to disinfect it.
当地人不需要杀菌消毒。
For the natives, they don't need to.
因为不适应的人已经被淘汰了。
Because all the ones that got infected, they're.
那我们去到那边，我们有训练师吃了当地的牛奶，得一种病叫做 brucellosis， 血压很低。
Some missionaries, when they drink of this meal, they would catch an infection.
根本没办法服侍，然后这个 Caucasian 的夫妻又回到加拿大回去养病。
And this couple who drink this milk, would get sick and they have to send back.
因为你血压低的时候根本就没有力量。
Because when your blood pressure is low, you can't do nothing.
Okay, 所以现在想一想，现在你。
So now, at that point, me.
You.
you.
Use your imagination, huh? 你现在坐在一个黑黑的。矮矮的房子里面。
Think about it. Now you're sitting in this small hut.
拿着一杯奶茶。
Holding this cup of tea.
500cc, okay?
500cc bottle of milk tea.
那个杯子是不干净的。
Dirty cup.
水也是不干净的。
Probably dirty water.
不是 probably 是 definitely
牛
奶是没有杀菌消毒的。
The milk was never disinfected.
你是喝还是不喝呢？
Do you drink it?
而且你知道，就是说，其实，在非洲，艾滋病是很严重的问题。
And you know that AIDS is very common.
艾滋病是透过人的这种唾液这些东西，很多体液都可以传染的。
You know AIDS can pass by bodily fluids.
可是如果你不喝这杯奶茶的话呢，你跟他们之间就没有友谊。没有关系。
But yet, on the other hand, if you refuse to drink this cup, then you're refusing their friendship.
如果你不喝这杯奶茶的话呢，你就不要想在那边做工了。
If you don't drink this cup, then don't even think about working with them.
To eat or not to eat.
So to drink or not to drink.
It's the question.
That's the question for you.
那时候感谢神，我想到了一节经文。
Thanks the Lord. At that time, I remember this word.
在帖弗太前书第四章四到五节，我用中文先念哈。给 Kevin 一点时间哈，提摩太前书第四章四到五节哈，凡神所造的物都是好的，若感谢着领受，就没有一样可弃的，都因神的道和人的祈求成为圣洁的。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 4 and 5. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude. For it is sanctified by means of the words of God and prayer.
注意到那个 word sanctify 哈，成为圣洁的。
Pay attention to the word sanctified, being holy.
神所创造的都是好的。
For God created all things for good.
今天我们就要存着一颗感恩的心。
And today we just need to receive with gratitude.
因着神的道，神的真理。
Because of the words and His prayer.
再加上我们的祷告。
And our prayer.
就可以成为圣洁了。
And now it can be sanctified.
而我当时祷告的时候。
So when I prayed.
心里面也有平安。
I was peaceful.
我就把它喝下去了。
So I drink that cup of tea.
那感谢神，后来没有事情。
Thanks the Lord, I was okay.
Don't try it at home.
But don't try it.
我的重点就是说呢，你祷告的时候，神给你平安的确据，就是尽管做。
What I'm trying to say is, when you pray and when you feel peaceful, then go ahead and do it.
这是事工的挑战。
And that is the challenge I must face.
在非洲的侍奉也有很多家庭跟儿女的挑战。
And I was in Africa. There's also challenges among the family.
因为当我们决定全时间回应神的呼召的时候呢，父母是非常反对的。
So when I accepted this calling, my parents were not.
因为我自己也好，师母也好，我们刚刚好都是自己家里面的第一个基督徒。
Just not just me, but also my wife. We were the first Christian in our respective families.
然后呢，那我们当然想尽各样的机会，要把福音传给我们的父母亲。
And we try to find any chance to preach this gospel to our family members.
因为我知道，就是我们唯一最能够报答我们父母的养育之恩最好的方式呢，就是把福音传给他们永生的盼望。
Because I know the best way I can repay my parents is to give them this gospel.
但是讲到服事的话，对他们来讲就很难理解。
But for them, they would not understand how to serve the Lord.
他说你为什么不可以等到你退休之后再来服事呢？
And then they would ask, why don't you wait till after you retire, then you go?
因为对他们来讲，这个所谓的牧师好像是洋和尚啊。Past today, pastor is more like a Western monk.
Western monk.
Thank you. 然后呢，那所以就说更不要说去非洲服事，对他们来讲是这个是根本是他觉得你根本是 crazy 的。
So for them, for someone so young to go to Africa to minister, it is crazy.
这是父母的部分，不能够怪他们，因为他们不了解哈。
And we couldn't blame them because that's just the way they thought.
然后呢，那就是另外一方面，家庭有家庭的挑战。
On the other hand, my family, we had our own challenge.
我们去年回来的时候，有一次参加一个聚会。
Last year, when we came back, we went to a meeting.
有一次有一个姐妹问我一个问题。
One time, a sister asked me this question.
她说：“黄牧师，你在非洲服事十年了。”
And the sister said, Pastor Huang, you served 10 years in Africa.
你有没有后悔过？
Have you ever regretted?
我说：“这个是神的呼召啊。”
And I said, this is God's call.
这是神的恩典啊。
This is God's grace.
你有什么后悔不后悔的问题啊？
There's nothing to regret about.
可是他不放弃啊。
But then she did not give up.
他继续问啊。
She continued and asked.
他说在非洲十年啊。
She said, in the 10 years in Africa.
黄牧师，你真的没有一点点后悔吗？
Pastor Huang, have you have no regrets?
这就是 teeny tiny 一点点的。
Not even just a little bit.
就是这个一点点很厉害啊。我想一想啊。
And then I thought about it.
我就跟他说啊。
And I said this.
我说真的没有后悔过了。
really, there's nothing for me to regret about.
但是因为这是神的恩典，神的呼召嘛。
Because it is God's calling and His grace.
不是说我们的能力，我们的智慧，我们能够做什么的问题。
Not from my strength, not from my wisdom, what I can do.
神要用你，其实是你的祝福，对吧？
When God wants to use you, that's your blessing.
但是在生活上的挑战是有的。
But I tell you that there are daily challenges.
那我们我们在这个2004年去到非洲宣教。2006年就是两年后回来，本来准备短期的述职。
2006, we came back for a short break.
那本来是计划回来6个礼拜，回到教会做事工的报告。
The original plan was to come back for 6 weeks so we can report our progress.
可是没想到呢，后来变成6个月的。
But what I didn't thought about was it became 6 months.
原因就是说那一次我们回来的时候才发现我们的女儿和 Grace 得了 ITP, 就是不明原因的血小板过低。
And then because when we came back, we realized that our daughter Grace had ITP, which is a sickness.
It's a low platelet count caused by unknown reason. 它是属于 autoimmune 的一种问题。那所以就是说我们其实在非洲的时候呢，就注意到说，奇怪，为什么我的女儿她久不久常常会有这个淤青的问题。
Meaning that when we're in Africa, sometimes Grace would have bruises for no reason.
那我们就问她说怎么回事啊？
Would ask her what happened.
她说我没有啊，我在学校里面跟朋友玩而已啊。
She said that, no, I was just playing around with other kids.
其实个朋友拉我一下，后来就变成这个样子。
And then my friend would pull my arm, and then I got bruises.
那我就说，你的朋友怎么这么粗鲁啊？
And I'll say, why would your friends be so powerful?
powerful, right? Forceful, maybe. 然后呢 ，anyway， 然后呢 ，brutal， 然后来呢，那我们就说，你可不可以叫你的朋友 be nice, be gentle?
Yeah, so why didn't you ask your friends not be so rough when you guys?
其实你知道这种 ITP 的人就是说，因为他一流血，他就不会停了。
For someone that ITP, when they started bleeding, it won't stop.
那当时呢，这个 Grace 她的血小板呢，它是正常人的不到1%。
So at that time, Grace her
platelet.
Less than 1%.
然后呢，像这样的人，他如果上车的时候不小心撞到头的话呢，就等于是 stroke。
So for someone like that, when she hit her head when she was getting onto the bus, that means that she would get a stroke.
那感谢神特别的保守。
But thanks to the Lord, nothing happened.
因为在整个事情的过程当中呢，有好多的这种刚刚好。
Because through this time, there's a lot of just in time.
那时候我们回来的时候呢，这个需要在经过不同4周哈，从非洲经过中东就是亚洲，然后在英国的伦敦欧洲转机，然后回到北美洲。
So when we were coming back, our flight has to come from Africa to Europe, to Asia, then to Europe, back to America.
但是在整个过程当中，超过2-3天的时间，神都保守，他都没事情。
And on our whole trip.During 2 or 3 days spent, nothing happened.
我们一回到美国的第一个主日，在教会里面聚会的时候呢，也报告事工的时候呢，他就病发了。
So the first Sunday when we got back, when we were giving our report, her sickness came up.
他从头到尾流鼻血呢，流了6个小时，一直不停。
And there were 6 hours when her nose was bleeding.
刚刚好第一个主日，他的病发了。
The first Sunday, her sickness.
刚刚好，我们教会有好几个姐妹是 professional 的 nurse 哈，告诉我们说你的孩子这个流鼻血的颜色不对了，因为颜色太深红了。
And it is just in time that when she had the bleeding nose, there was a couple professionals in even a church that told us that something is wrong because the blood color is different.
刚刚好，教会是在 Chinatown 旁边有一个医院。
And it is just in that moment that there is a hospital.
当天很快就送到。这个医院的加护病房。
So it is just in time that we
刚刚好我们教会有一个医生，他是血液的专科，又是癌症的专科。
It is just at that time that there is a doctor among us that specializes in that.
后来他做做了一个正确的判断，他就说他应该是 IDP。后来我们就开始这个6个月的疗程。
And then he gave the correct diagnosis and told us that it would be IDP.
因为时间的关系，我就 cut long story short 哈。
So long story short.
然后呢，那所以就是说呢，那其实在整个过程呢，都是一场属灵的征战。
Meaning that this whole thing was a spiritual battle.
你怎么知道是一场属灵的征战呢
？How did you know that it was a?
在整个过程当中，他要看很多的医生、不同的诊所、不同的医院。
Because at this whole time we went to a lot of different hospitals.
可是每一个医院、每一个诊所都出错了。
And then each time we go to a place, they made a mistake.
因为人是不可靠的。
Because we cannot trust man.
但是神使万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
But God makes all things work together, so whoever believes in Him will benefit.
那最大的医院最后转诊到 Children's Hospital LA 出最大的问题。
lastly, we got into the children hospital and they made a big mistake.
可是呢，在这当中，神都帮助我们了。
Yet God was at the whole time.
因为就是说，这个最后我们在转诊到这个 Children Hospital LA 的时候呢，他那时候我们去看这个检验的报告的时候呢，那主治的医生脸色看起来不太好。
Because lastly, when we get to this hospital, when the final report comes out, the doctor, the color of his face changed when he looked at the report.
医生跟我说，他说 Mr. and Mrs. Huang.
Doctor said Mr. and Mrs. Huang.
然后呢，他说 Grace.Not only has ITP, but also lupus, 红斑性狼疮。可是后来，谢谢哈。可是后来的，就是说，那就是我们听到这样子，医生这样子的宣布哈，觉得好像是宣判死刑了，因为两个都是 autoimmune 很严重的问题。
At that time, when we heard what the doctor said, it is like a death penalty.
我们回到家里。
So we got home.
感谢神，师母有一个很好的习惯。
Thanks the Lord that our sister has a good.
每次看完医生，他都会要求要有一份诊断的证明。
That every time after we saw a doctor, we asked for the report.
我们的心情都很 down.
So at that time we were down.
现在小孩子生病成这个样子，怎么办呢
？That our daughter is now deep in sickness.
那这个师母呢？她坐在那里，然后翻这个诊断的报告。
And then our sister was reading the report.
她翻到中间说：“哎，中间为什么有一个医生的名字？她从来没有。”看过听过。
And then in the middle of the report, she realized that there is a doctor's name that they don't recognize.
那左上角垫着钉书针，她把它拆开来了。
So she opened up the staples that was on the upper left corner.
她一看，结果是不同的孩子的名字。
And then now she realized that it has a different children's name on the report.
可是那个孩子他的出生年月日跟我女儿一模一样。
But yet that children has the same date of birth.
是一个墨西哥的孩子。
As my daughter,
这就是很严重的问题。
Hispanic child,
因为这个样子的误诊呢，不只会影响到我的女儿，它会影响到那个墨西哥的孩子。
Not only it now affects us, but also the other family.
但是那是一个男孩子。
But he was a boy.
后来我们打电话回去给这个医院的时候，医生都不信了。
So we called the doctor back. The doctor did not believe.
一开始护士说这怎么可能？我们就告诉他说，我们有那个病历上面都已经。很多资料写得很清楚，后来转给医生，医生听了我们讲的那个孩子的这个名字的时候的一些资料之后，他才吓一跳。
And then we finally got to the doctor, and the doctor was so surprised.
后来回去到医院的时候呢
，And when we got back to the hospital,
那医生呢特别说，可不可以把你那个报告还给我们？因为医院很怕你告他。
Doctor said, "Can I have my report back?" They didn't want us to sue them.
那我们自己知道这是属灵的征战，我也没有意思要给医院难处。
So we knew that it was a spiritual battle, so it was not our plan to sue them anyway.
那所以这个医生讲话就很小心了。
So that the doctor was being really careful with us.
他就说 Mr. and Mrs. Huang.
He said, "Mr. and Mrs. Huang,
I want to let you know.
I just want to let you know.
Grace has ITP only."
Grace has ITP only.
所以后来弟兄姐妹关心问题的时候呢。
So brother and sister come and ask.
我们就说感谢神 ，Grace 只有 ITP。
So we would now say that thanks the Lord that Grace only has ITP.
那感谢神就是这个创造的神也是医治的神。
The God that creation is also God that heals.
神有些很多的时候呢，也用医生医药来医治我们。
A lot of times doctors healed us.
经过六个月的时间 ，Grace 完全恢复了哈 ，ITP 的问题完全恢复了。
6 months, Grace's sickness is completely healed.
ITP 的这种病例少见哈，完全恢复的意思又更少见。
It is very rare for someone who has ITP.
这时候我们做父母的人就为难了。
At that time, as parents, we were troubled.
现在要不要回非洲去呢
？Should we now go back to Africa?
在那里没有好的医疗的资源。
Over there, they don't have good hospital.
没有好的医院。
They don't have good doctors.
没有好的医生。
They don't have good doctors.
好的设备，好的医药，什么东西都没有。
They don't have the equipment or the medicines or nothing.
我们祷告之后呢，我跟我的太太分享。
So after I prayed, I shared this with my sister.
我就说，其实因为这是一场属灵征战，对不对
？I said because this is a spiritual warfare.
不是说你躲在北美哈，仇敌就不攻击你。
Not because now you stayed in the U.S. that the enemy will stop attacking you.
但是神是全知全能全在的。
That our Lord is all sufficient, almighty,
所以如果就算我们回到非洲神还是一样可以保守看过我们另外一个还有一个很重要的原因让我们回去非洲的是
Another reason that we went back,
我们知道我们的神爱我们的儿女超过我们对儿女的爱感谢神我的这个师母也愿意领受
So thanks to the Lord that my sister listened to me.
所以后来我们又回到非洲继续侍奉，一直到去年。
So we ran back to Africa until last year.
今天你有什么坚持是你放不下的呢
Today, is there anything that you cannot let go?
今天有什么代价是你舍不得给的呢?
Is there any price that you're not willing to pay?
其实你交给主,
give it to the Lord.
只要你肯,
if you are willing, then God can.
因为在以赛亚书第六章,
in Isaiah chapter 6,
神在宝座上说, 我可以差遣谁, 谁肯为我们去呢?
God asked, who can I send? Who is there?
注意到神不是说谁能为我们去呢?
No, God never said that, who can go for me?
他乃是说谁肯为我们去?
He's saying, who is willing?
因为你肯,
because if you're willing,
他就能,
then God can.
啊, 对不起, 时间有点拖, 我们来看最后一点。
Last.
最后一点,跟从主就是一生的跟随。
To follow Christ means to follow Him all our life.
因为主说,若有人要跟从我, 叫舍己背十字架来跟从我, 他又回到原点。
Because he says he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
因为跟从耶稣乃是一生跟随的挑战。
To follow him is to follow him our whole life.
那感谢神,我们现在回到这个北美来做这个动员。
Thanks a lot, now we're back in the North America.
好的,就是说,其实回到北美动员呢, 跟以前就不太一样。
Now that we come back, it's now different.
以前是自己去, 现在是要带人一起去。
Before we go by ourselves, now we bring people with us.
那感谢神我们在非洲的侍奉呢, 其实在大概三四年前, 神也告诉我们说要准备动了。
Meaning that 3 or 4 years ago, the Lord is preparing us for a movement.
因为我看到我们所栽培出来的学生愿意到宣教的这种, 更困难的工厂去。
Because the students that we have now grown with, grow up with, they're now willing to preach.
当地的教会也起来开始投入参与宣教。
And the local church is now risen up and they're ready to serve.
当然在照片上看到是我们其中一个毕业的学生, 他到肯亚北边更干旱更荒漠的地方。
So in the picture you see is one of our grad students. He is now willing to go into the wilderness.
因为他可以讲Sambru, 所以他可以跟Sambru在Sambru的当中, 在那边建立教会, 并且做领袖的培训。
Because he can speak Sambru, he now can go into that area to preach.
去到我们根本就没有办法想象的地方。
To a place where we did not imagine before.
我们来看下一张。 今天我们从神那边所领受的意向跟使命呢, 是宣教的中华。
Today, my vision and my mission is to preach to you,
Chinese in mission.
Chinese in mission.
有一首诗歌我们常唱就是宣教的中国。
A song that we sing a lot is The Mission in Chinese.
Or China, China in Mission.
China in Mission.
但是呢,我想就是说, 其实不只是中国, 是中华普世的华人教会。
But I tell you that it's more than just the Chinese, but all Chinese all over the world.
我相信靠着神的恩典,
I believe that through the grace
普世的华人教会,
of God, that all the Chinese,
包括北美,
including Chinese,
包括中国,
in China,
包括台湾,
Taiwan,
所有的华人教会都可以在大使命上来投入。
All the churches in Chinese can preach.
因为圣经的教导非常清楚。
Because the Bible said this clearly.
约翰福音3章16节。
John 3:16.
神爱世人是吗?
For God loved man.
不是神爱华人, 神爱世人, 全世界所有的人。
God loved Chinese only, but God loved all men.
求神来帮助我们。
So we ask the Lord to help us.
叫我们愿意来回应神的托付。
So we're willing to respond to God's calling.
今天神也把这样的使命托付给普世的华人教会。
Today God gave His vision to all the Chinese.
你我预备好了吗?
Are you ready?
单单是在洛杉矶地区呢, 就有许多的未得之民, 许多的回民 Muslim 在我们的当中。
Just in the city of Los Angeles, there's a lot of Muslims and other religious people among us.
矿化宣教不是你要去到非洲, 去到中东才能做, 今天我们在这里就可以做。
So when you outreach our missionaries, not to Africa, just to the places around you.
我们来看最后的结论。
Lastly,
跟从耶稣。
To follow Jesus.
跟从耶稣要舍己。
You have to deny yourself.
就是放下了我。
Which is to put down your own.
跟从耶稣要背十字架,
to follow Christ, you have to carry a cross.
也就是要肯付代价,
meaning that you must pay a price.
跟从耶稣也是一生的跟随,
to follow him means to follow him your whole life.
十字架的道路是绝处逢生的过程,
the cross, the way of the cross is to have life after desperation.
当我们愿意天天靠主死的时候, 我们就天天借着主活。
When you're willing to deny and die every day, then you gain new life every day.
神只有一个儿子,
God only has one son,
他却做了宣教士,
but this one son became our missionary.
今天你我的回应是什么呢?
Today, what is your response to him?
你愿不愿意也跟主说, 主啊, 我在这里, 请差遣我。
willing to say to God, "Here I am."
在我们的个人的生命当中
，in our daily living，
我需要有更多的顺服，就像主一样。
We need all of us to be obedient, just like Christ.
在我们的教会当中有许多的需要。
In our church, there are different needs.
教会需要复兴，我们愿不愿意付代价来参与教会的侍奉
？When the church needs to be revived, are you willing to be part of it?
今天普世的教会也是神的国度，也有很多的挑战跟需要。
Today, churches all over the place, they have needs.
特别是合一。Unity.
Especially, it needs unity.
特别是这种跨文化的事工。
Especially the words.
但是宣教是要从祷告开始的。
But I tell you, the missionary starts with prayer.
你愿意参与祷告吗？
Are you willing to pray?
为普世的万国万民。
To pray for all the nations.
你愿意参与宣教的行动吗？
Are you willing to join the missionary?
求神帮助我们。
We ask that the Lord will help us.
叫我们成为一个祷告的教会。
So that we could be a church of prayer.
叫我们成为一个宣教的教会。
A church of missionaries.
愿神祝福大家。
God bless.